Now, when it comes to high-growth recruitment companies, they all have one thing in common, and that's an obsessive focus on marketing and sales. So why does that produce the results that they are looking for, and what is that based on? So that's the subject of today's podcast, so let's get into it.
Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing Podcast with Denise Oyston and Sharon Newman. Marketing can transform the growth of your recruitment business and faster than most people realise. So join in now as we discuss how marketing can generate more clients and increase your talent pool.
Well, hi there, listeners. This is Denise from Superfast Recruitment, and today's subject is all about what obsessive high-growth companies focus on, and they focus on the M&S word. Yeah, marketing and sales, the two key elements that will grow any recruitment business. Now, our own mentor, is very to the point and talks about it's all about three key things. It's number one, getting leads in the first place. Number two, converting those leads. And number three, delivering a service. That's how businesses grow. Yeah, of course, there's all the management structure that falls underneath that. But fundamentally, unless you're getting leads into your business, and you do that in a number of ways, unless you can convert those leads and deliver the service, then you ain't got a business. So that's the difference that we really experience with high growth recruitment companies. It was interesting. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking to a particular organization and we're still talking to them actually in the Midlands, and they've identified that one of the four key elements to grow their business into a business with multiple divisions is by investing in marketing. That's one of the four key growth strategies, to the point where this organization has invested in having two marketeers and is also working on their development and helping them develop through coaching and also through providing resources so that that person can do their job. So what is all this obsession with marketing and sales? Well, the thing about it is that many companies we speak to, they say they want to focus on marketing, but yet for some reason don't move into action. I don't know why that is, but they don't. They don't move into action. Then they wonder why they're not getting the brand recognition that they want, that why when their consultants are making outbound calls and nobody's ever heard of them. It's because marketing is all about creating a demand for your product. So your recruitment consultants need a bit of a hand so that when they do pick up the phone and when they do speak to people and they do start to engage with people at networking events or, you know, through LinkedIn or whatever, that people recognize them. And the way that that happens is through brand recognition and through creating a demand for your product, which is what marketing is all about. So today's podcast, I want to talk very briefly about four key elements of marketing that are so important when it comes to positioning you that a lot of people don't appreciate. And these are known as the four P's of marketing. So I'm not going to get really boring here for you, but these key areas are what the growth of your recruitment company will focus on. Now, grab a piece of paper, and on that piece of paper, if you just want to draw a square, and in that square, then draw two lines, one vertical, one horizontal, so you've got four boxes. And in the top left-hand corner, just put product. And then in the bottom left-hand corner, put price. Top right-hand corner, put place, and the bottom right-hand corner, top right-hand corner, put place, and the bottom right-hand corner, put promotion. And these are the four P's of marketing. And these are the elements that you need to think about, plan for. And when you do that, that makes a huge difference to where you spend your money, how you use your resources, and how you will become the dominant player in your market. So first of all, let's think about your product. And your product is your recruitment service. Now, it is a product, And it is a service combined, because what you're providing for both clients and candidates is pretty unique, and it's a very involved process, which you may not have sat down and thought about. Now, how many areas are there? How many moving parts are there when it comes to providing a candidate for an organisation? And there's a lot more than you think. So it's thinking about how you identify the products that you sell and what their features are, what their advantages are, and what their benefits are for the organisations that you work with. And often this is where people fall down, because they can't identify and they can't communicate really well what is it that they are providing for somebody. That then takes us on to the next point, which is all about pricing, because we will all pay a lot more for a product or service that gives us more features or benefits. We seem to be going through a phase of all our electric equipment going at the moment. So the tumble dryer has just packed up. And what that means for us is now, okay, so we need to buy a new tumble dryer. So what are the features and what are the benefits that we want on this particular tumble dryer? Now, miraculously, it seems to have gone from one that was costing about £200 to one that's now costing about £700, because we see the advantages of that particular product. And it's the same for you and your recruitment service. If somebody is going to be paying a 10% fee, or if somebody is going to be paying a 30% fee, what is the service that you are offering? Who is the target market that you are going to go for? And how are you going to communicate with that particular market so that you get your 30% fee or you get your 25% fee, whatever that might be? Because honestly, having spoken to many, literally hundreds of recruiters, thousands probably, in the past few years, we can see that there's some amazing service delivered at a ridiculously low fee by people who are probably not making much profit, and they're never going to be able to scale their business. So it's about how you position yourself from a costing point of view as well. So that's a key pillar of your marketing strategy. Now, the next area we're going to talk about is placement. So where do you place your product? So in a, you know, a general context, outside of the recruitment world, it might be, you know, am I going through, have I got a wholesale channel that I use, or am I selling in retail, or what exactly am I doing? Where am I placing my product to sell? Now, in recruitment, that can be, you know, are you on a preferred supplier list? Are you on retained? Are you perm? Are you contract? So it will be those areas that you think, okay, so where am I going to place the product that I have to sell? And that really then starts to inform the promotion. So how am I going to promote myself? How do I get out there? How do I create brand recognition for me and my service? How do I stand out in a marketplace? And this is where marketing makes such a huge difference for you with regards to how you promote yourself. So that when people pick up the phone and you're talking to them and they go, oh yeah, I've heard of Smith and Nephew Recruitment, or I've heard of ABC Consulting. So they will have heard of you because they'll have seen you everywhere. One of our clients always talks about the fact that people say to them that they're all over LinkedIn, and that's because they have a real strong drive on all their social channels. So they're sharing content every, you know, sometimes multiple times a day on social media. So there's a level of content about them and their service offering, and it's making them stand out as the go-to player in their specific recruitment sector. So that's where marketing will make a huge difference for you. So just imagine how much easier that will be when your consultants know exactly what they're selling. They know the reasons why they are selling their particular product and service on a specific fee. They know obviously where they're selling it. And then they've got all this promotion around it that you are investing in as an organization that really helps to position them. So when they pick up the phone, it's so much easier when someone's even had a sporting chance of hearing about you, that it's going to make a big difference for you and your recruitment service. So this is Denise with a relatively short podcast today all about marketing and why it's so important that you invest in marketing to position your recruitment organisation as the company of choice.